It's time to separate fact from fiction and health fads. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show. Here's Dr. Holly.
Well, all right, this is Dr. Holly coming at you, Radio MD. I'm going to be talking this segment about something that I am so thankful I stumbled across, because I've been known in some circles as, I guess, what you would call the daredevil doctor. Why? Well, it's not really on purpose. I feel like there has been times where I have definitely kind of hurt myself. It's been completely by accident. I have been known, though, to ride motorcycles. Yes, ever since I was in second grade, I've been known to, of course, be a CrossFit athlete at this point in time, heading into my 50th, or excuse me, I should say my fifth decade. I've been known to, I've been known to be on the that ABC show Wipeout. Yeah, that was no fun. And I just kind of have random accidents. I hurt myself all the time. And so what am I going to be talking about, sorry, it's kind of long-winded, is this incredible, lovely healing cream called Comfrey. All right, now Comfrey, pretty much back in the day, was called Bone Set. So you could actually, you could actually set a broken bone with Comfrey. That was like the thing to do. So traditionally, that's what we use Comfrey for. Now, I've got some real live cases that I want to talk to you about regarding this amazing cream, because you can get it topically. And the reason that I love it as the daredevil doctor is that it works. It works because for strains and sprains and burns. Oh, I also like to, I tend to like to kind of get out of the city, I should say, for a bit and head into the woods for nights and days at a time. So I've got a couple stats for you I want to talk about. So 69% of all burns happen actually inside the home. And I can attest to that. I mean, there's times, and yep, even though I know kale's getting a bad rap these days, why? Because people have just heard too much about it. I'm never going to let kale go. I think it's the most, one of the most, I should say, amazing vegetables on the planet. And I think that we should just keep eating it up. But it's, unfortunately, it's kind of like a good song that gets just played too much. People are talking about it. They're blogging about it. They're tweeting about it. They're posting about it, kale. But I was making a big batch of kale chips, and I think somebody called my name, and I looked up and then burned my arm. I still have the scar. I'm looking right at it right now. Okay, so 69% of all burns happen inside the home. 5 to 20% of children, all right, and adults, they actually get a virus that creates a common wart, all right? And the other thing, so one of the things that I just got excited about and interrupted my thinking is that this Comfrey cream that I'm going to be talking about, it's awesome because it's safe for children. It's one of those things that I feel everybody, every family, every parent should have in their home first aid kit, okay? Because Comfrey cream provides 50% faster healing for open wounds. So you knock yourself. I just the other day, I got to tell you, not like an accidental sort of daredevil doctor, was running outside the complex that I live in. They had just like watered down the and cleaned things off, and I was wearing flip-flops, and I was running outside because my friend had forgotten something, and she was out of town, and I wanted to see if I could catch her, and sure enough, I slipped. Even though I was like, oh my gosh, Holly, you gotta slow down, I slipped, and I fell smack dab on a bone, okay? So bone bruises hurt the most, but guess what? I got something that's going to help all of this. So I'm going to be talking not only about this cream, but I'm going to be talking about real live cases, okay? And I've written before about how impressed I've been with this new Comfrey cream. And I think after reading these real life cases to you, you're going to be impressed too, all right? So the big thing about Comfrey is that there used to be a little bit of controversy around it, okay? One of the aerial parts, the leaves, the stems, and the flowers, they are naturally PA-free, okay? So PAs, pyrrolized alkaloids, are something that we don't want to have too much contact with. They're actually sort of caustic. And so the leaves, the stems, and the flowers, they're naturally PA-free rather than the roots of this particular plant, they're typically higher in this content, okay? So there's been a specific extraction, and it was designated as trauma comfrey, okay, by the German health authorities. It's a specialized species, and it's much like a patent for the most part. It has astounding healing powers, and it's thanks to different compounds, allantoin, choline, rosmarinic acid. Those things, like allantoin, stimulates the rebuilding of cells and regenerates damaged tissue. It does it quite quickly, too. It can actually travel through the skin, because this is something that you use topically. So it travels through the skin all the way to the tendons, the cartilage, and the bone. I've been using trauma comfrey. I'm a CrossFit athlete, right? So if anybody understands what CrossFit is, they know of the blessed double unders. That's when you're jumping rope and you jump up and the rope has to travel under you twice, so it double unders. Unfortunately, there are triple unders in my future, I believe. But so double unders. So I get this kind of really odd, it's called perennial, which are your little muscles on the side of your leg, on the lower leg, tendonitis, and those tendons actually attach to my heel bone and pull, and so I feel like I have a heel spur sometimes if I do a lot of double unders, but not anymore. Why? Because of trauma comfrey. Choline helps injured blood vessels and nerve endings recover faster. Rosmarinic acid fights inflammation and slows down cell damage. I need all of this, as the Daredevil doctor, and you do too. So, of course, the most important aspect of any treatment isn't how infatuated I might be with how well this is going to work for my patients, but it's real-world examples, okay? It's real-world. So this, I'm going to start. This is a 70-year-old man. He had a torn rotator cuff requiring surgery. He was in intense pain. Well, he started using the comfrey cream. He applied it liberally on his shoulder, and the best thing was that his pain relief was almost immediate, and he plans to continue the use of this particular cream after his surgery for further relief because it works. So surgery in and of itself, even though that surgery is, kind of attempting to heal something, but it's still an invasive process, and you certainly have a lot of post-surgical pain. So he used this, and he got continued relief. So I love that. Pain relief helps healing because you're able to mitigate that inflammatory cortisol, okay? So in another case, a woman in her 40s, okay, talking about somebody like me, was working in her kitchen and she grabbed hold of a hot pan that was straight from the oven. I've done this before. You sear maybe a little piece of fish or something, and then you want to bake it, and then you forget. You kind of go in, and unfortunately, way too much. Maybe I'm thinking too fast, going too fast sometimes. People that know me might attest to that. So, of course, she ran her hand under cold water, but then she used the comfrey cream on the number three and the number four fingers that she had, her third and fourth finger. The three fingers applied with comfrey cream didn't blister or even have pain after the first few minutes. The test finger didn't fare so well because she was testing this, so it was pretty darn amazing. So that test finger, it didn't fare too well. Okay, the last one I'm gonna finish up with: 13-year-old boy, problematic wart in the center of his palm. Even after the dermatologist treated it with acid, right, very invasive, about 10 minutes after he used the comfrey cream, 2 days later, forget about it. It was gone, and there was already new skin growth. All right, so I've got about 30 seconds here. So the best way, of course, for you to be convinced of the efficacy, is to try it yourself, all right? So this is Dr. Holly, Lucille, Radio MD, Mindful Medicine, talking about healing from everyday bumps, bruises, and even more serious injuries by trying comfrey cream, or specialized cream known as trauma comfrey.